welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. This is the show to discuss real life topics of the everyday Christian concerning relationships and issues that we face. Real life, real discussions, real inspirations. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely. Welcome. Let's get started. Good morning, it's Dorlita Blakely and I am back again, and on today I just want to kind of chat with you about having a desire to hear from God and, you know, spending time with Him and being in a dialogue. And so a dialogue is basically a conversation. It will be a conversation between two people, you and someone else, or someone else having a conversation with someone else, but it's a dialogue. And in order for us to hear from God, we go into prayer and we talk to God. We want God to hear our prayers. We want Him to answer our prayers. And a lot of times God answers our prayers and we're going back and forth with ourselves because we feel that we're not getting the answers that we're seeking from God. And a lot of times God has given us the answers that we desire to have from Him, but we can't hear Him because we're too busy monologuing with Him. That means that we're talking to Him, but we're not in that place where we're listening and hearing from Him. And unless you have a desire to really hear from God, knowing that it is necessary to hear from Him and not just something that we just, I have this bucket list and one day I want to be able to do this or I want to be able to do that. That's not how the us wanting to hear from God should take place. It's not an option, but we should feel that it is absolutely necessary that we hear from God. And one of the great examples in the Word of someone who wanted to hear from God and knew that there was nothing else in the world that they could possibly want more than hearing from God was David. And so in Psalms 40, verse 8, David was talking and he said that he delights to do His will. He delighted to do God's will. It says, "I delight to do Thy will, O my God, yea, Thy law is within my heart," meaning that David wanted to do all of the law that God required for him to do. I love the New Living Translation that says, "I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart." And so I feel like I would love to be in that place. I want to get to that place. If I'm not already there, I want to be in that place where I take joy in doing the will of God, of being obedient to God. That is my one true desire, is to be obedient to God to the point that He already says His word has He written in our heart. So that means the instructions of His word are already written upon our heart. And all we have to do is to follow that. How do we follow that? How do we know what is there? Well, Deuteronomy 4:29 tells us, it says, but from the King James says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thy shall find Him. If thou seek Him with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul. The New Living Translation says it, and I like to kind of do two translations to help me understand even more. And so it says, but from there you will search again for the Lord your God. And if you search for Him with all of your heart and soul, you will find Him. And so we have to get to a place where we'll talk to God. We'll have this conversation with Him, not a monologue where we're just speaking to Him. Like right now, I'm monologuing with you because I'm sitting here and I'm talking so that when you get this podcast, you'll hear it, but I can't hear back from you while I'm having this conversation. So that's a monologue. That's like our prayers to Him. But we want to change that to the point that we're having a dialogue. We're able to speak to God and then we're able to sit and have such a longing for God that we hear Him. He said, we hear His voice. And as strangers, we will not follow. And so we have the ability to hear from God, but we have to be in a position, a place where we can hear from Him. So it has to be a necessity. I can't leave this prayer. I can't leave this position with just giving God what I want from him, but I have to be in this prayer and be in a position where I'm not leaving until I hear from him. Who was it in the word that said he wrestled, Jacob wrestled with God. He wrestled with him because he said, I'm not leaving. I am not leaving until you bless me. So he stayed in the position. He stayed where he was. He wrestled to the point. He wrestled with God to the point that God blessed him because he knew he was not going to leave that place until he did so. And so it has to be the same for us, that we get into this place where we're desperate enough to say, I'm not leaving this prayer. I'm not leaving this quiet time. I'm not leaving this spot until I hear from God. Until I hear from God. There's so much in his word where he tells us to seek him. Seek him first. Seek him with our whole hearts. So we should know, you know, if you believe the word, if you study the word, we know that we have to seek God, seek his face. And we know that when we seek his face, we can ask for anything. You can ask, you can go to God in prayer about anything. But if you desire the answers to the things that you ask for, you have to hear God's voice. And so we need to get ourselves into that position, get in position, to the point where you long for it. Get into the position where you crave the voice of God. You hunger. You have a thirst. Like David said, I'm like a deer panting for water. You get thirsty enough. You go seeking water because you know nothing else will fulfill that thirst. And you don't want to be in that place of thirst for very long. You want to feel that. And so the desire to hear the voice of God, to hear from God, to know the answers, to know what his will is, we have to be so thirsty for his voice until we're panting. We're seeking out that water. We're seeking out his face. And so many people talk about, they talk to him, but never hear from him for these very reasons. We send off a prayer and then we go on about our business for the day. We have to be, to hear from God, we have to be in relationship with God. And so I think about the relationship in terms of a husband and wife. A husband and wife, because our relationship with God is like a marriage. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is like a marriage. The Bible says that he's coming back for a bride. So if you want to be the one that he's coming back for, think of this as a relationship. And a husband and wife, it has to be both parties in that relationship that communicate with each other. If it's just one person always doing the talking and the other never says anything, that's not quite a relationship. It's not a happy or healthy relationship. And many times we are in this unhealthy relationship with God. He's longing for a true relationship with us. He's longing to hear from us, but also for us to hear from him. But we're so busy just talking to him or talking at him. Because if we're busy in sin, and we're trying to talk to God, he's not hearing us either. And so we want to be in that place. We've got to have a conversation. It's just as important us hearing from God and having this conversation is so important that in prayer, we're listening to God and letting him talk back to us. How do we know how to do what God desires for us to do in the day? When I get up in the morning, I want to know what God's will is for me. That's the goal. Not for me to go off and do just whatever I want to, because I could end up not making it through the day for my choices. I could make the wrong choices. I could lead myself into destruction. I could lead someone else into destruction. And my desire is that I do the will of God. And so in order to do that, I need to know what that will is. So while I'm asking God, what is your will for my life? Trust that God is going to answer you, because that is his desire, is that you live in his will. And so he's going to answer. But we have to hear from him. So for me, one of the things is to stop. When I say my prayers, when I give God thanks, when I honor God, and then I make my request known to him, I can't just get up and leave and walk away and think that everything is done for the day. Because God wants to answer me. And in order for me to hear from him, I can't go off and get busy, but I need to spend some time. And I'm not saying that I'm great at that. It's still a work in progress. Because often we have so much in the day that we've planned, so much to do. And we run off. I will run off and just go and get busy. But I have a desire to be obedient to the things of God. And in order to be obedient, I have to know what those things are. We have to know what they are. So when we're in that prayer, we need to be doing what it says in Deuteronomy 4 and 29. We have to search again, search over and over for the Lord. Search with all of our hearts. Not my heart is over here because I have to do that, or my heart is over there, but our hearts, our whole hearts. And when we do that, his word says that we'll find him. He will make himself known. He will be available to us. And so today, if you haven't, before you hear this podcast, if you've already said your prayers for today, if you lifted it up, go back, take the time, all the time that you need to sit and hear from God. We really should not even be making a move for the day before we hear from God. And the more we practice that sitting still and hearing from God, the better we'll get, the better your hearing will get, the sharper your hearing will get for the things of God. So I just thank you for listening on today. I hope that you get something out of this. I hope that you take a moment and reflect on yourself to even check yourself. Because I'm checking myself now. Am I taking the time out to have a dialogue with God and allowing God to speak to me and me to hear from him instead of just giving God my requests, making them known, and then expecting that it's just going to be done? In order for your spouse to do something for you that they desire to do, they have to know what it is. You have to make that request known. And that's a mistake that we often make even in marriage. We'll expect for our spouse to know what we want already. We expect for them to know what we want already and to just do it. But we've not had a conversation, or even if sometimes we can speak it, but they're not hearing because whatever their reasons are, there could be so many. And this is not what this message is not about marriage. Maybe we should talk about that one of these days, but they have to be able to hear us, or one spouse has to be able to hear the other in order to do it. And so we want to be in that place for God. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, if you like the podcast, if you feel that someone else needs a word, or just take the time out to share it with someone on today that may need it. You never know who it is. I thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next podcast. Don't forget to download the Hidden in God mobile app. Also, don't forget to go over to the website, check out who we are, what we do, how we do it, what we believe in. We are hidden in God. We believe in the word of God. We believe in truth. We believe in faith. We believe in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins. He rose again, and now he is seated at the right hand of his Father, forever making intercession for us. I love you, and until the next podcast, I will see you next time. Have a great day. Bye.